Party Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Good afternoon, Glenn here. Today is Wednesday, September 22nd, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wauchula. Starting with your local news, the Polk County Sheriff's Office is still investigating a business burglary and grand theft that occurred on September 14th at Creative Edge Landscape in Lakeland. Stolen were a 1999 white Ford F-250 and two trailers, which were later recovered, but they still need your help in finding multiple pieces of stolen lawn equipment. Pictures of the lawn equipment can be found on the Hardy Midday Facebook page. The company, Creative Edge Landscape, is also offering a reward of $1,000 for each lawn mower returned. If all five are returned, that's $5,000. If you have any information regarding the lawn equipment, you are asked to contact Deputy Sheriff Creekmore at 863-577-1600 and reference case number 21-38053. Once again, call Deputy Sheriff Creekmore at 863-577-1600, case number 21-38053. Your local events, the Hardy Chamber of Commerce presents the ribbon cutting of Lakeside Neurologic, a post-acute and transitional rehabilitation facility. It's at 1044 South Florida Avenue in Wauchula tomorrow starting at 9 a.m. Also from the Chamber, the Hardy versus Fort Meade Chamber Scramble for Commerce Golf Classic is coming up this Saturday at 7 a.m. Contests include longest drive, hole-in-one, 21-plus putting, closest to the pin, and golf cannon. Space is extremely limited. They'll also have breakfast and catered lunch, door and raffle prizes, live entertainment, and cash prizes of up to $400 for the winners. Tournament fees are $100 per player and $350 per team, which include meals, green and cart fees, and two door tickets. It'll be at Bluffs Golf Course at 8037 Highway 17 South in Zolfo Springs. For details, call Jessica Turner at 863-773-6967, or for more information, go to hardycc.com. Your jobs here in Hardy County. First up, the city of Wauchula is accepting applications for a customer service specialist position. A high school diploma or GED and valid Florida driver's license are required. Bilingual English and Spanish fluency is preferred but not required. Applications are available in person at 126 South 7th Avenue in Wauchula, or you can call 863-773-3131 to have one emailed to you. Once again, applications are available in person at 126 South 7th Avenue in Wauchula, or you can call 863-773-3131 to have one emailed to you. Also, the Allen J. Automotive Network is looking for a service advisor, U.S. work authorization, a Florida driver's license, and 1 year of customer service experience are required. And Burger King in Wauchula has many student opportunities available, including part-time crew members. Candidates with a desire for increasing responsibility are preferred. All of these jobs and more at Indeed.com. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, the Wauchula and Bowling Green Police Departments, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Remember to check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. and ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Remember to do the same with your vehicles, removing any valuables from the inside by doing the 9 p.m. routine each and every every night, you make your home a safer home. Remember, lock it or lose it. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, HardyMIDDAY@gmail.com, or you can message us on our Facebook page, whichever you prefer. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They'll greatly assist us when we read them on the air for you. Coming up, your local weather report and forecast, plus your agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will return in just a moment.
Hey, it's me. I lost my wallet. Yeah, it must have happened yesterday afternoon. Cash, checks, debit card? No, all of it. Yeah, I looked everywhere. Well, my rent's due. I'll need it this week. You will? Have I ever told you how much I love you guys?
She's not talking to her father. First National Bank of Wichula. What is your bank doing for you?
At First National Bank of Wachula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wachula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. It's time now for your weather report and forecast. 84 degrees out with the humidity feels like 96. A 20% chance of rain, partly sunny. Air quality is excellent and the maximum UV index is 7 high. Wind south-southwest at 5 miles per hour with gusts up to 6 miles per hour. The humidity is extremely humid, 74%. Dew point is 75, the cloud cover 46%, visibility is 10 miles, and the cloud ceiling was 30,000 feet. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wachula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last updated 10:24 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Today, partly cloudy with isolated showers and thunderstorms in the morning, then numerous showers and scattered thunderstorms in the afternoon. Highs around 90, south winds around 5 miles per hour, becoming west around 5 miles per hour in the afternoon with a 70% chance of rain. Tonight, partly cloudy with isolated showers and thunderstorms in the evening, then mostly clear after midnight. Lows in the lower 70s, west winds around 5 miles per hour in the evening, becoming light and variable with a 20% chance of rain. Thursday, partly cloudy, isolated showers and thunderstorms in the morning, then scattered showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, highs around 90. Northwest winds around 5 miles per hour with a 50% chance of rain. And Thursday night, partly cloudy with isolated showers and thunderstorms in the evening, and mostly clear after midnight, lows in the lower 70s. North winds around 5 miles per hour with a 20% chance of rain. That's your Hardy Midday weather report and forecast. You're all caught up now, so let's go to your agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Taproot decline is appearing in more Alabama soybean fields at higher levels than in previous years, based on some recent observations. According to AgFacts.com, taproot decline is caused by the fungus Zelaria necrophora and was first detected in the mid-2000s. Symptoms generally occur at pod-filling stages, but can be observed anytime during the growing season. Yield losses approaching 25% have been reported in Louisiana. American Farmland Trust just filled a new position on its policy team to tackle climate issues. Samantha Levy joins as climate policy manager to lead its policy agenda. AFT is preparing a multi-year strategy to advance transformational climate policy, including the 2023 Farm Bill. In a recent report, the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change supported the mounting interest among policymakers in regenerative farming practices as a way to mitigate climate change. A year-long study to identify U.S. pork industry gaps in biosecurity defenses against foreign animal diseases found that no major areas have been overlooked in efforts to prevent African swine fever from coming to the U.S. The NPB's Dr. Patrick Webb says we must continue to work together to find real-world solutions to diminish the ASF entrance point vulnerabilities and to prevent the costly disease from entering the U.S.
You've probably been told that to reach a millennial farmer, you have to go digital. Facebook, Vimeo, YouTube, Instagram, Pinterest, LinkedIn, an online publication, or maybe a podcast. But which one? Oh, and how receptive is this age group to your sales pitch during non-work social time? Maybe The best place to reach a farmer with a farming solution message is when they are, well, quite frankly, farming. You know, it's easy for us to find them during the day, as most farmers are behind the wheel of a pickup truck or farm equipment with the radio on, listening to this station featuring the Ag Information Network news. If you'd like to deliver information about your terrific product or service, give us a call and we'll connect you directly with our community of loyal farmer listeners. Reach real farmers right here, right now, as they listen to what is important to their farm operation. They trust us, they'll trust you.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update.
Listen up, farmers and neighbors. S&S Irrigation and Farmer Supply can take care of all your irrigation needs, from house pumps to turbine service and backhoe service and more. Whatever your irrigation needs, including PVC pipes for pump and repair services, call owner and manager Randall Smith, 863-773-6255. Also on call if needed. That's S&S Irrigation and Farmer Supply, located at 127 North George Burris Avenue in Wauchula. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m.
I'm Maura Bennett with your Southeast Regional Ag Report. Turkey, chicken, and swine producers in Alabama, Florida, and Georgia have more time to sign up for a pandemic-based assistance program. The Farm Service Agency has decided to bypass the original September deadline to give producers more time to get their information sent in for the Pandemic Livestock Indemnity Program.
We've extended the deadline on this to October 12th.
That's Farm Service Agency Administrator Zach Ducheneau, who told the USDA's news service this will give everybody more time to get their application in.
And do a little extra outreach to help get to those producers that maybe are underserved.
The program offers assistance to eligible swine, turkey, and chicken growers who suffered losses during the pandemic, largely because of a breakdown in processing capacity. The payments apply to the farmers' costs of depopulation of those animals between March 1st and December 26th of 2020. Ducheneau says farmers can contact their local FSA office for more information and assistance with applications. Producers can also go to farmers.gov to learn if they're eligible and to find the application portal. October 12th is also the application deadline for the Coronavirus Food Assistance Program 2, or CFAP 2. That's for ag producers impacted by the COVID-19 market disruptions. October 15th is the deadline for the pandemic assistance for timber harvesters and haulers.
Can you imagine how stressful a day at the sale barn is for your calves? Studies show that the added stress causes them to rapidly burn through more trace mineral as well as lay off feed consumption, yet we still expect them to respond timely to vaccines and stay healthy. Studies also showed that Multimin-90 improves the trace mineral status of cattle within 8 to 10 hours and help cattle respond better to vaccines. Include Multimin-90 in your preconditioning and processing program. Talk to your veterinarian and go to MultiminUSA.com.
Impressions. On social media, they're peddled for pennies on platforms like Facebook that can be biased, even censored. So what are you really getting for your advertising dollar? I invite you to join the Southeast Regional Ag News Radio program, where our impressions are priceless, where it's impossible to put a value on information that empowers farmers and ranchers. If you're a company that values the impression you have within our ag community, support this radio station by sponsoring the Southeast Regional Ag News program.
This has been your Southeast Regional Ag Report on the Ag Information Network. I'm Maura Bennett. Thanks for listening. For more ag news, visit aginfo.net.
And now for your business news, the stock market report, and your sports news.
With the SR News Business Brief, I'm John Scott. Stocks ended mixed on Wall Street after spending much of the day wobbling between gains and losses. For parts of the afternoon, the market had looked like it would recoup some of the losses it took in a big pullback a day earlier. But by the closing bell, even those gains had mostly fizzled. The S&P 500 ended down a bit less than 0.1%, and the Dow fell 0.1%. Gains for some tech companies helped nudge the NASDAQ up 0.2%. Uber jumped 11.5% after raising its outlook. The Dow lost 50 points to 33,919. The NASDAQ gained 32 points to 14,746. The S&P dropped 3 to 4,354. New York oil rose 22 cents, closing at $70.56 a barrel. With business, I'm John Scott.
With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Frost. The Green Bay Packers bounce back from an embarrassing opening week loss, beating the Detroit Lions 35-17 Monday night. Aaron Jones caught three of Aaron Rodgers' four touchdown passes and rushed for a four score. Rodgers on trailing 17-14 at the half.
Another disjointed game. you know, with the possessions in the first half, basically three possessions. We scored on two of them. I think we got into a flow in the second half. Sometimes it just takes one play. I think the throw over the top to Devontae kind of got us going.
The 1-1 Packers play at San Francisco Sunday night. The Lions are 0-2. The College Football Playoff Management Committee is scheduled to meet on Wednesday. The committee will discuss the feedback members have received from campuses since a 12-team expansion plan was unveiled in June. A four-person subcommittee has come up with a 12-team format that would include six conference champions and six at-large teams. Games will be played both on campus and at bowl sites. This is Esser in Sports. In the American League, Yandy Diaz belted a three-run homer in the fifth as Tampa Bay beat Toronto 6-4. Race skipper Kevin Cash.
Yandy picked us up in a big way. Look, he squared up three balls tonight. He was really frustrated that we didn't capitalize and get him in to score with the leadoff double, but he made up for all of it with the big three-run homer.
AL East leader Tampa Bay holds a seven-game advantage over second-place Boston with 11 games remaining. The Blue Jays had their edge over New York for the second AL wildcard spot dropped to a half a game as the Yankees beat Texas 4-3. Detroit down Chicago 4-3. Despite the loss, the White Sox magic number to clinch the Central dropped to 2 when second place Cleveland was swept by Kansas City 7-2 and 4-2. Houston bounced L.A. 10-0. The Astros magic number to wrap up the West is 6. It was Seattle 4, Oakland 2. In the Interleague action, Baltimore blanked Philadelphia 2-0 with Atlanta downing Arizona 11-4. The Braves East lead now 3 games over the Phillies. St. Louis beat Milwaukee 6-2. The Brewers magic number over the Cards to clinch the Central remains at 3. With Esther in Sports, I'm Patrick Foss.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday Today, brought to you by the exceptional service and hospitality you'll always find at Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wauchula, or always on the web at fnbwauchula.com. Your quote for the day: we're getting to the point where Santa Claus will have to learn how to read Amazon links. Tune in tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn, and we will see you then. Have a great and safe rest of your day, folks. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.